Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you an update on today's top stories from the financial services industry, Australia. In the news today, we have the launch of an innovative insurance product called 360 School Fee Protect. Introduced by 360 Underwriting Solutions, the product offers a robust safety net to independent schools, providing coverage for unpaid fees caused by unfortunate incidents like job loss, accidental death, or disability. Canopius Managing Agents, managing Lloyd's Syndicate 4444, backs this game-changing product, offering comprehensive risk management. The new insurance is more than just financial cushioning. It offers stability to schools, securing an uninterrupted educational environment, a testament to 360's commitment to creative solutions. Moving on, our economy is facing difficult times. We are dealing with our longest recession per capita, with economic output slipping for the past 6 quarters. The anticipated economic recovery seems to be at a distance, despite the numerous measures in place. The OECD has revised down our GDP growth projection for 2024 to 1.1% from 1.5%, with a moderate recovery forecasted to 1.8% by 2025. It's worth noting, however, that we're not simply spectating the slump. Efforts are underway, and we'll continually keep an eye on these developments as they unfold. In a different vein, the benefits of seeking professional financial advice can't be overemphasized, especially with the rising living costs. A review by the Financial Advice Association Australia revealed that clients with financial advisors have double the financial satisfaction of those without. Reaching out to a financial advisor not only helps improve your financial well-being, but can significantly alleviate stress levels. Unfortunately, in what some may view as a disheartening news, Australian regulators have ordered major banks to reimburse 28 million to nearly 2 million low-income Australians. This move follows an investigation by the ASIC that found these banks, including ANZ, Commonwealth Bank, and Westpac, charging excessive fees, disproportionately affecting First Nations and welfare-dependent citizens. The banking industry is now urged to place consumer welfare at the forefront of its priorities. That's all for today's wrap. Remember, you can find more information about these stories and more at our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Paige Estrotori. Stay financially informed, Australia.